You're not behind, you're on the brink. There's a moment that happens right before the shift. We call it a sacred tension between the life you've outgrown and the one you haven't really stepped into it yet. If you're there now, please don't think you're broken. You're on the brink. Let's talk about the fear, readiness, and what it really means to say yes before it makes sense on paper. There comes a time on every personal growth journey when the old way just doesn't fit anymore, but the new way hasn't fully been revealed yet. It's a little bit uncomfortable. It's tender and it's very sacred. This is what I'm calling the brink, and it's where real decisions are made. And I remember this, I had to experience this for myself. It was right after 2020. Every project that came my way, I said yes to it. We were living in such a time of uncertainty with COVID being what it was. I was trying to stay visible, trying to stay relevant, trying to stay afloat. I took everything I could. Of course, I made a lot of money, but I burned down. My nervous system was fried. My brand felt hollow. I couldn't keep performing like that. And I knew I wasn't building the business in the way that I had wanted to. And what brought me back wasn't another launch. It wasn't more customers. It was a retreat experience where I got to shift the field first. It was an immersion where I could pause, I can clear the noise, I can clear my field and hear myself again. And I knew I wasn't on the path that I had signed up for. That moment changed me. That weekend changed my life. But it only happened because I made a decision before the emergency became irreversible. I can't stress that enough. This is where a lot of people, a lot of leaders, a lot of coaches, consultants, ambitious ones, this is where they get stuck. They're waiting for something to be certain. They're waiting to feel ready. They're waiting for the fear to disappear. They just keep going and going and going. But let me tell you something. Readiness is also not just a feeling, it's a frequency. And sometimes the fear you're feeling, it's just your nervous system realizing something is about to change. That's not a stop sign, that's a signal. So if you are feeling fear right now, and if you are wondering, which way do I go? What do I do? Is this the right move? What if I'm the only one not ready? Let me remind you, you don't really need to be perfect. I don't even think you can get it wrong at this point. You might delay some things, but I don't think you can get it wrong. You don't need to be fully clear. You just need to be willing. And the container, the coaching container that we have set up will hold the rest. And so if you're already feeling the call to recalibrate, like you're feeling that feeling, now is the time. I want to invite you to join me inside of the retreat. You will get pre-retreat activations. They begin as soon as you register. You'll get a recalibration kit if you're in the United States. That kit will meet you where you are. If you are not in the US, you will get the digital version. What I really want to say to you here is don't wait for a breakdown. Move from the brink. We're ready for you. This is for the person, the consultant, the leader, the ambitious one who knows something has to shift and is finally ready to say yes before the breakdown becomes the wake-up call. In the next episode, I'll take you inside of a transformation, what actually shifts during recalibration and how it starts to ripple into every part of your life and leadership. We're just getting started. You're not behind. You're on the brink.